Ahmad Hall has a great voice and a lot of energy. I tell you what, he can really, really sing. And he's going to be joining us this Thursday at 1 o'clock. We're going to hear several songs written by him, performed by him and others, including Run On. Ahmad Hall, this Thursday at 1 o'clock. So be ready to join us. If you're ready for some talk about intimacy, I'd like for you to join us Wednesday, tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Tomorrow, that's right. Can you believe already we're halfway through the month? February 14th, Valentine's Day tomorrow, Dr. Lisa Firestone is going to talk with us about establishing and restoring intimacy. Establishing, getting it going, getting it started. Where are you in that? Would you say that you're at a place where you either are about to establish it or you are establishing it? Have you had it established before and did something to mess it up and you need to have intimacy restored? Well, Dr. Lisa Firestone is going to be speaking with me about both of those tomorrow, establishing and restoring intimacy. And she will be our guest at 1 o'clock. So be sure to join us. Do remember that by going to speakingwith.com, listening to, just clicking on the link, listen online at your convenience. You can take a listen to our broadcast at your convenience when you're ready, day or night, any day of the week. Listen online at your convenience. It'll bring up the list of guests and topics. Check them out. Scroll on down and you find what you're looking for. You find something of interest. If you're not looking for anything in particular, hey, click on the name of that guest or the name of that topic. And then you'll see the segments, and you can just click on each segment that you'll be listening to. Real easy and quick. 3 quick clicks, and you're listening to your broadcast of choice. All right, so we're looking again at stress, particularly within the minority and low-income populations. As it turns out, and I'm going to share this with you, I want you to be thinking about some of the ways that we see various groups of people conducting themselves in life. Listen to this. Stress affects how we perceive the outside world, and stress affects how we react to the outside world, according to Dr. Brondolo. Low socioeconomic status has been associated with negative thinking about oneself and the outside world, including low self-esteem, distrust of the intentions of others, and the perceptions that the world is a threatening place and life has little meaning. When you put all of that together, can you see why we could have a lot of people who feel hopeless, and as a result, they're angry all the time, and as a result, they are expressing that anger frequently? Low socioeconomic status itself, associated with negative thinking about oneself, negative thinking about the outside world. Low self-esteem kicks in. Distrust of the intentions of other people kicks in. The perceptions that the world is a threatening place becomes part of the mix, and the notion that life has little meaning. And I tell you, think about that. There are a lot of people who really do have a very negative, cynical view of life when all of that's in play in their own lives. And you can see how after days and days and weeks and months of living that way, people would be ready to just call it quits, whether they mean call it quits for their own lives, whether it means call it quits when it comes to respecting life, call it quits when it comes to so many different things, not making excuses. But let's see the role that many play in increasing, producing the stress, so that hopefully we begin to see how easy it might be to make some changes that would reduce the stress. I mean, we do care. This is the program where we encourage the celebration of diversity. All right. Stress may also play a role. Oh, by the way, we remember the murder that took place in Charlottesville when we had some people who were there to promote racism, and we had others there to oppose racism. And unfortunately, although we would prefer that no one be harmed at all, those who were in favor of racism came out ready to do battle. Their attitudes, their weapons, and someone used their automobile as a weapon and killed a lady. Anger, hostility. One of the things that we get a lot of. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about black gangs or people who are members of skinhead groups. Very often, anger is in play. Anger is part of the equation. Yep, anger is part of the equation. It's there all the time, whether it's because they were severely neglected at home and or severely abused at home. And let me tell you, it may be kind of hard to imagine this, but severe neglect can be painful. Think about it now. You all have heard about the studies where they took a look at the comparison of babies who were newborns who regularly received attention and affection, fed on time, changed on time, and then compared to newborn babes who were neglected. They were given the essentials of life, milk when it was needed, a clean diaper when it was needed. But as far as having someone to just let them know, hey, you know what, I really care about you, and hold the little baby while the baby's drinking the milk, talking to the baby while the baby's drinking the milk, just doing things that says to the child, even when the child cannot articulate this within his or her own mind because they're just too young, I count, I matter, I have value. Well, those people, those babies who were neglected had literally different brains than babies who were not neglected, who were well cared for. Their brains were formed differently. Those who were neglected, badly neglected, their brains were formed differently. Their brains performed, functioned differently. Yes. The stress on those babies of having been so terribly neglected, it's not a good thing. We'll take a look some more at stress in the minority and low-income communities next week. Stay with us on this. Let's see what we can do to reduce the stress. Even if we can't get other people to reduce it, can we get ourselves to reduce it? Till next time.